I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Anyone who's not a convert already, tell us about the fight that we all want to see. AJ Tyson Fury, is it going to happen? Can you 100% say, obviously COVID restrictions, bearing those in mind, is it going to happen 2021?
I learned a long time probably not to say 100% anything's going to happen in boxing. But I will tell you that I'm pretty confident this fight will happen in 2021. Obviously, Anthony Joshua has always wanted to become the undisputed champion. He was derailed when he lost to Andy Ruiz. He went straight back into a rematch. His resume is phenomenal, you know, from becoming Olympic gold medalist with such a short amateur career to winning a world title. And after the sort of pretty facile fight with Charles Martin, you know, he lined them all up. They're unbeaten. Dominic Brazil, Joseph Parker, fights like that, obviously the Klitschko one. You know, he's Andy Ruiz straight into a rematch. You know, he ducks nobody, and he's always wanted to fight Tyson Fury. I've been sure about that. Tyson Fury, obviously we've worked closely together in the past. We covered the Klitschko win, but then he's been on BT a lot. But I reached out to him, you know, during lockdown. We've been communicating a lot more, and I'm absolutely convinced that he wants it. I'm convinced that AJ wants it. And when two fighters really want something to happen, and they know the money that's involved, obviously, but they want to find out, you know, who is the best fighter, the best heavyweight on the planet. They've both got their obviously their own opinion on that. But it's a fight that I think will happen. There are hurdles, as always with boxing. There's a lot of politics, or politrics, as Lennox Lewis used to call it, to get through. And those have got to be dealt with. Alexander Usyk is the WBO mandatory challenger. Usyk is entitled to fight Anthony Joshua, so that situation's got to be looked at. Also, Deontay Wilder, his team, Shelley Finkel, good friend of mine, wise old fox, he's obviously will want that fight with Fury, and there's litigation going on there, which I don't know too much about. So, you know, ultimately, I'm not sure whether it will be for all the belts or whatever, and I'm not sure whether it will be next, because, you know, they could have to fight Usyk and Wilder in the meantime. But I think, from what I've been talking to AJ's team, to obviously AJ himself, to Tyson, and I think obviously Eddie regularly, and they want to keep it sort of fairly quiet and fairly close now, but it's pretty much there. It's pretty much agreed, a two-fight deal. So there are a few, you know, I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed as ever with these things. There's no venue, obviously. They've had a lot of interest from all around the world. I think it's probably a fight that will end up in the Middle East, you know, I guess. Probably May, June. It would be great if it was at Wembley or Tottenham. You know, we looked around Tottenham. We were going to have the Pulev fight at Spurs, which is an incredible stadium. And you know, Daniel Levy, we were there last summer, and it didn't happen. So I'd love to go back to some, although I'm a massive Liverpool fan and I want to take boxing to Anfield, and trust me, I'm trying with Billy Hogan and the team, trying to get boxing at Anfield, but we just need the right fight. Maybe all the Smith brothers can fight there one day. We've got to retain the Premiership title first. Anyway, so we want to go to Anfield, but we want to go to Spurs. It's a great stadium, and obviously Wembley is the iconic national stadium. So, you know, one of those, the fight could happen in. But unfortunately, we're not going to get crowds of that magnitude, I don't think, in time for May or June. So that really rules out Britain as the first choice. It's going to be a two-fight deal. So I think that we'll probably go abroad first of all, and then, you know, have maybe the second fight in the UK. That'll be great. So I can't say 100% it's going to happen, but I know that talks are going well. I expect some news in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And there's lots of other things, broadcasting deals, you know, Tyson Fury with BT, Sky obviously have AJ, you know, ESPN, DAZN in America. There's lots of things that have to be knitted together. You know, it took 5 years to make Mayweather Pacquiao, and HBO and Showtime just broadcast it. It was, we all know, 5 years too late. They should have had three of them by then. This is the time to make Joshua and Fury. Both of them are around about their peaks. You know, both of them are world heavyweight champions. We hope that all the treasure, all the belts are on the line. But even if they're not, does anyone really matter? We need to see these two in a ring. It's the perfect time. Boxing's in a great space. The world needs it. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen in 2021. I can't give you a date, a time, or a venue. I'm not 100%, but I'm probably in the 90s that this fight will happen this year. So I think that's great news. And we'll find out, you know, whether Tyson Fury is the man he says he is. He's obviously amazingly talented, brilliant boxer on his peak. We'll probably start favorite. But Anthony Joshua, I tell you what, the way he mixed it up against Pulev, you know, the way he's learning his skills, he's improving on that. He's got the power to knock out any heavyweight in the world. There'll be a lot of people backing AJ in that fight. And if they have two of them, we could even have a third one. And to be honest, what does it really matter? One loses, the other loses. Remember Bo Holyfield? You know, you go back to Ali and Frazier and those great heavyweight battles. Let's have two, three of them. Let's entertain the public. This fight needs to be made. And I tell you what, I'm going to get off this podcast. I'm going to text AJ and Tyson Fury and say, come on, guys, let's do it.
Oh, I love it. You're firing me up. This is brilliant. So, I mean, they're two very different propositions, two different, very different boxers. Fury just seems so awkward. He doesn't, you know, AJ's obviously the poster boy and looks incredible, this British hero. But Fury's such a different, you know, to your earlier point, much earlier point, I feel that Fury's popularity just soared when people knew a bit more about his backstory and who he was as a person. Because all we saw before that were the sensationalist headlines, you know, about his clunky, unfortunate, un-PC, unkind comments. But actually, there's a real kindness to him. I absolutely love the behind the scenes with the Fury family. You couldn't help but love them.
And I think, Natalie, it's the mental health. I think it's all about. I think it's the fact that he strips himself bare and look at me. You know, I'm every day is going to be a challenge. I think that's terrific. I think he has this persona which is attractive, and he's the bad guy, and you know, it's pantomime stuff. I mean, do you remember with the Klitschko and the Batman outfit? It was just yeah, he's just genius in it. And also he gets in the ring and he is, you know, a great fighter. I thought his. I went over to Vegas for the Wilder rematch, and you know, I didn't know he was going to win. And I thought Wilder could knock him out. I thought Fury won the first fight, but I thought if he won, he'd win on points. He destroyed him, and I thought that was one of the great performances by any British fighter on foreign soil. You know, Anthony Joshua won that epic against Vladimir Klitschko, that epic. So they've both, and Fury's been out and beating Klitschko when he wasn't supposed to in Germany as well. So they've both proved so much. And as you say, it's the poster boy. It's the man that every woman in Britain wants to meet. I mean, let's be honest, you know, whether it's my 14-year-old daughter that's like looking at, you know, up at AJ, or it's my mum, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Everyone loves AJ, right? And so he's got that. He's got the sort of the casual, almost like non-sports fans in a way. Whereas Tyson has got the boxing hardcore, because they love the fact that he's the sort of, you know, the character that he is, that he's the pure, you know, boxer, that he's gone through all of this. And as you said, the story has been great. I think when you've got a narrative and you've got two such polar opposites in style and in personality, I mean, it's gold, isn't it? Yeah. I just cannot wait to start working on this fight. And I just really hope, fingers crossed, that they get this over the line soon.
Oh, thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.